Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where your baby is not 18 months, your baby is one.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we just normalize that?
Can we?
How old is your baby?
We can.
6,544 days.
Oh,
nice to meet you, sir.
Please do the math right now. How old is that?
I have no idea. Let's see. There's how many days in a year?
There's roughly 1,000 days in 3 years, so... Three, it's about 18 years. That's 18 years old, basically.
Well, like I said, nice to meet you, sir.
That's an adult man,
right?
Paying taxes.
Hopefully paying taxes.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Wow, I would love to not pay taxes.
Wouldn't that be great? And not be penalized
right,
for doing
exactly.
So.
And it not be a crime.
Right. We don't like crime unless it's, of course, our acronym.
Right.
Christ really is my everything. I love Benson.
Oh, I love
so
Benson.
We have a, you know, just another show for you today.
Yeah.
Which means it's going to be great.
What's it to
you? It's going
to
be fantastic. We're so glad to have you with us. We really wouldn't be the same without you.
That's true.
And we're going to get into some things here today. But before we do, we have a nice little segment.
Let's go.
Never have I ever.
Ooh.
Tyler.
I'm ready.
Never have I ever met a celebrity.
I have.
Who did you meet?
I met the sheriff from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Who? I thought you were going to say, I met the sheriff of Jackson County.
Nope.
And I'm like, Tyler, that's not a celebrity.
No. No, the Dukes of Hazzard is an old TV show from like, what, the 80s, 90s? Maybe even before then.
I'm pretty sure it's before.
It's ancient.
Yeah.
Well, we were in Gatlinburg, Tennessee one day, and he was like in a random store doing signings, and there was no line. And dad just talked to him about cars and stuff.
Oh, of course he did. Shout out to our dad.
Right. Love you, Pops.
Love
you. But yeah, I think that's like...
That the only celebrity you've met?
As far as celebrities goes, that we have quote-unquote church celebrities.
Well,
but
let's include those.
Let's include those? I've met a couple.
You care to name drop?
No, not really.
Okay.
Like most of them are like... IBC Corral members that we like know
yeah.
that are like our age and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel that.
Some of those. James Wilson, you know.
Well, James, I grew up with James. So
right.
It's like, he is, I'm not taking anything away.
We sang with James.
Yeah. Before. Well, we're not taking anything away from him. But
no.
Like, yeah, I know what you mean.
But it's like we know him.
Right. It's like that's our homie.
It'd be like that.
It do.
Wow. You dropped those names. You might want to pick those back up.
Yeah. Well, I have, for one, met several.
I thought you said you never have.
I didn't. Well,
deceiver.
Yeah, I lied. No, I didn't. It's the name of the segment. I may or may not have. I did have. I've met some. I met several during my time at the radio station.
Oh yeah,
like
of course.
In that world of like Southern gospel.
Right.
But to name a few, more. I guess I would say some of the more known celebrities. Miranda Lambert.
Wow.
Here, funny story about Miranda Lambert. I met her as she was first. Like coming out, like I was a kid.
Yeah.
And if I'm lying, I'm dying. It was at the Dixie National Rodeo. She was playing there. We were there as children, or I was as a child, right?
Yep.
And in the big arena thing there where she was going, she was walking. She had her personnel around her. And out of the group of people that we were walking behind, which was them, someone dropped their keys. And I just like walked up and picked the keys. I was like, hey, you dropped your keys. And Miranda Lambert turns around. She's like, oh, thank you, sweetie. And then takes the keys and leaves. And I was like, that's that girl that was singing.
Wow.
So, yeah, I gave her keys back.
I have also, I forgot, I have met some famous singers as well. I've met all the members of Pentatonix.
Oh, sweet.
Group. Yeah. I just wanted to name, I did want to name drop that.
I did want to. I've met the Pentatonix. You know?
Right.
And then the two other names that I... Want to drop. Tuff Hedeman, who is a professional bull rider, who was best friends with my childhood hero, Lane Frost.
Nice.
Pretty big deal to me at the time. And then, of course, my homie, who remembers me.
Yes.
Jason Crabb.
I was waiting for it.
Jason Crabb and me used to be like,
one.
That's the one right there.
That's the one. That's top solid.
What was so funny is, you know, my time at the radio station came and went.
Yeah.
He had a I started to say a different word that we'll get to in a minute. He had a concert at Woodlawn.
Yeah.
And Delana went and she was like, "Hey, I am Cody's brother upset. Oh. I am Cody's sister. And he's like, oh, Cody, my friend from, you know, the radio station.
Oh.
Like, he remembered me. And, wow. And she told me that. And I was like, that's so weird because I haven't talked to him in a long time. Like, I'm not in that world anymore, you know. But he still remembered me and called me his friend. So, shout out to my boy, Jason.
I'm not even going to lie. Just the other day, I was on the phone with somebody and we were just jamming. I had put Jason Crabb on the TV and we were just jamming out. Just like several Jason Crabb songs.
Jason, let me just tell you.
On like a random Tuesday.
If you ever want to come on the show,
hey,
the door is open.
If you ever want to duet.
I mean, yeah. That'd be great. You know what? Since we're here in this place, we're going to just go ahead and say this. I had a moment in my life where I was like, this is probably the closest that I will ever come to feeling like I'm someone in this community.
Oh, come on.
I was laying in bed. Not to leave the other guys out, I've also met Adam and Aaron, like his brothers. Yeah. I met the whole family, but I was laying in bed. And it was back when Words with Friends was like a big, like everybody was playing it.
Man, I remember those days.
And I got a request to play from Adam Crabb.
Huh.
I'm laying in bed.
Did you lose?
I don't think we finished.
Oh.
But we did play for several days in a row. And I'm like, I'm just laying in bed playing Words with Friends with Adam Crabb.
Oh.
Like, that's what I'm doing now with my life.
But we've had several, I would say, celebrities on the podcast.
Oh, for sure.
We've had several. So go check out those previous episodes, you know, to find out who.
Well, by default, that would make you and I local celebrities.
Wow.
Yeah, just so you know.
Please.
No, that is
wait
not
for all autographs.
Yeah, that is not true. We are not celebrities.
No, and that's what I was going to say was that, like, everybody is that I've met has just been, like, super cool. Like, there's all these hype around them and stuff, and they're super talented and super, like, they're quote-unquote famous for a reason.
Yeah.
But, like, even the church celebrities, not church celebrities, like, they're still people, you know, and it's nice to see that.
It is. I have only met with all my time at the radio station, I've only met one guy that was like, he really appreciated himself.
Oh.
Yeah, like he was a big fan of himself.
Wow.
And it did not come off right. Oof. So, yeah, thankful for humble people, thankful for celebrities, and thankful that we were able to drop a few names. Brother.
Hi.
We're going to talk about a little something.
I'm ready.
But before we get to it, I gotta just let this news that I have.
First name dropping, now news
now
bombs?
Big news.
I'm so
just
excited.
Big news. Are you ready for it, brother?
I'm actually very ready for this.
Because what we're gonna tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is that we here at the table, we now officially have a website. Now, Tyler,
we are official.
We are now in the on the World Wide Web,
on the internet,
in the form of a website.
Wow!
And now, Tyler, let me get into my salesman person mode.
Sure.
Here. Now, Tyler, you may be wondering, why do we need a website? I mean, it's 2021.
Who uses the internet anymore?
Here we are sitting here, local celebrities, and why do we need a website? That's what you're asking.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Well, it's a really good question, Tyler, and the answer is a simple one.
You took the question right out of my mind there.
So, in all seriousness, the reason we wanted to make a website is because we wanted to make a central hub for all the things related to the show that anyone can enjoy, regardless of what device you're on.
Hey.
So, whether you're on Apple or Android or anything else,
a Google,
as long as you're able to access the internet, you are about to get access to this world of tableness that I don't even know what that is. I'm just rolling with you. Got to roll with me, bro.
I'm here, I'm rolling.
You're about to have access to that. So what does this website have to offer? First of all, our domain is
www.thattablepod.com.edu/.org.
64.9.
Right.
Yeah.
HTTP.
Right.
/
Right.
.com.
So that's our domain, thattablepod.com. And the website has several things to offer. First of all, Tyler, if I do say so myself, it's visually beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It took a long time to get it that way.
I contributed very little.
But it was just like, when I got the final result, and I'm like, this is it.
Oh, it's great.
And it's just like,
honestly, everything that he would send me, like every draft, I'd be like, great, ready. He really would.
Like, even because at first, like, if you see it now, there's beautiful pictures everywhere. There's colorful
of us,
right? It's mostly of our studio. Did you notice that? Like, most of this, it's like we love this room.
Oh yeah, well, it's a beautiful room.
Yeah, it is, and it has a little Wally over there holding a green plant, which is another fake plant in the studio, which I enjoy. But so anyway, it's visually beautiful, much like Tyler. And it's fun to be on. It's fun to see.
It actually really is. It's very organized, I'll say that.
I really appreciate that.
Yes.
Because what I did not want is this. I didn't want anyone to go onto the website and be like, what do I do?
Right.
Like, where do I go?
I hate that. I was on a website today that I had to deal with that. I was displeased. Yeah. I then immediately exited the website.
Which isn't what we want when someone comes to ours. So some of the things that you can do, first of all, you can listen to episodes directly from the site. Nice. And the way that works is, say, if you're on your phone, let's say you go to one of the recent episodes, you're able to start that and you can swipe it away and it still plays.
Nice.
So you don't have to just linger on the website to watch it. I mean, to listen to it.
Maybe that may be a little prophetic there.
Well, maybe so. We'll see. Patreon link below. So another thing you can do, and this is something I'm particularly excited about, because now you can rate and review the show on the website.
Nice.
This was previously only available to those who listen to us on Apple Podcasts. For some reason, yeah, you can't review. I mean, you may be able to review, I don't know, but you can't like write a review on Spotify. I don't think you can do it on Google Podcasts, and I don't know of any other listening service that lets you do it other than Apple. But now you can leave us a rating and review directly from our site, which is a really cool thing.
That is very cool.
You can also see, if you're on our homepage and you scroll down, you can also see in a little square there, it's like a little widget of our Twitter feed.
That's really cool. And then I was very impressed by that as well.
And then when you go to it, like if you put your mouse or your finger over the Twitter feed, you're no longer scrolling on the page. You're scrolling through the Twitter feed.
That's
so awesome. It's just like, okay, you know what?
Now we got to be more active on Twitter.
Well, you're saying that, but I have like been trying to to do that.
Jeez Louise.
So another thing you can do is you can reach out to us directly through the Contact Us tab, which we always encourage you to do. Part of that is you can leave us, Tyler, what a time to be alive. You can leave us a voice message.
What?
Directly from the site. You can sign up.
They get on there, they're like, how does it feel? How does it feel to listen to someone else talk?
What's so funny is when setting it up. So the way it is like if you may see it and wonder what it is.
Yeah.
It's the little purple microphone, you probably down in the bottom right corner.
I see it.
Where you're able to go there. Well, if you tap on that, there's a message that comes up that says, say that.
Are you serious?
Go look.
I'm clicking on it now.
Have a little something for yourself. Go ahead.
I'm clicking on it now.
Go ahead and click on it. Maybe you're
say that.
And so then you can record your message, and then you get a thing afterwards that says, you know, just FYI, if appropriate, we reserve the right to use this in an episode.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's like, just know that.
Y'all should definitely utilize that. Look, I may utilize that.
Even if it's just to say, hey, or if it's like, you guys should really chill, or can I have your autograph, or whatever. I'm gonna now walk away from the celebrity thing.
Yes, because absolutely.
Because I feel like we've gotten a lot of mileage out of it.
Way too much.
And it's time to drive by. You know, it's time to just leave
absolutely.
It. But so, yeah, you can go on there and leave us a voice message. You can sign up for our Patreon directly from the website.
Wow.
You can go to the store tab.
That is what that's what I was waiting for you to get there, because I'm ready.
Right at the very top, there's a toolbar that has like all the, you know, home, about, you know, store.
We've been struggling with store outlets and stuff like that.
Well, and the problem is the struggle continues, because I noticed something the other day. Yes, I got to talk to the people who run our store, because out of all the designs we have,
there's only two available.
I
thought you took the rest off.
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't do that. And I don't know why. And the problem is when I go to the store on our end and try to access the thing, it gives the shirts that are not showing up, it gives me an error 404. So I've got to find out, like, hey, what's the deal? Because it only has
hopefully we get it resolved, because the fact that it's on the website has been super convenient for me personally. I've already looked at it like three times.
Well, and what
reminded me to purchase another shirt.
And what you should do, listener, is just look at it frequently to see, are we making progress?
Right.
Because what you should do, the thing about it is, these shirts, you should buy, if you don't like the show, you should buy all the shirts and burn them.
Yeah, do that.
Like, that's
what, all of them.
And we'll even come to your thing if you're not, like, super far.
So. Well, no, because if they're burning shirts, they may be, like hostile.
Well, we can make friends. Okay. We can show up with, like, good Taco Bell that's been prepared correctly.
Oh, where? From where?
So in other words, we're not coming.
Right.
So a few more things about the website, then I'm going to hush about that. We're going to get on to our topic. If you're new to the show, which, if you are, welcome.
Wow. So glad to have you. We don't always do this self-promotion, I promise.
We don't, but this is a special occasion.
This is very special.
Yeah, this has been a work in progress for a little while now, so we're excited. There is a featured episode section right there on the homepage, where you will find three episodes that I personally picked out, and I feel that they would be a great jumping off point. Any of them would be great. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, here's a little bit of what you can expect should you decide to go further into the archives or hang around for future episodes.
I'm loving the thumbnails that you're putting on these as well.
That has been a joy of mine.
It has been very nice to look at. So if you're tired of just seeing the logo on your listening use app thing.
Well, listening, you know, use app thing.
Exactly. That is now the official term for it. Trademark. Thank you.
Indeed.
Copyright. You can go to our website and look at these fancy thumbnails that Cody has put on some of our more recent episodes. They are visually appealing to look at.
Yeah, I only did it on... I didn't go through like all of them.
Rightfully so.
Because it would just be...
too much.
Yeah, there's no way. But I did do the most recent ones, and we'll do the ones going forward.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing. We have a website. It's really cool. It's really fun. I recommend that you go check it out. Now, here's the thing. It is still very, very new. So currently, if you go to your search bar and you type in www.thattablepod.com, it may or may not show up.
Really?
Yeah. I'm talking with the guys, like the service that's hosting the pod, to find out, like, why is that? And how long is that going to be a thing? Because they did say, you know, you're going to have to give it some time, yada, yada. But my issue with it is that's a very specific URL.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm typing in www.thetable.com.
Yeah.
It's that table pod. So it's like, okay, there is only one and I own it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, in the meantime, you can go to our Instagram bios, links in the description below. We will have those websites. That website link in that bio. But before we move on, there's a couple things that he didn't acknowledge that I want to acknowledge real fast, because I know we are on a time crunch. But there's also an about section. If you feel like you don't already somehow know enough about us, you can go read about us.
You can.
That's pretty cool.
And there's a photo of you and I.
Right.
There's an about Cody.
That's also visually appealing.
Especially Tyler's.
Right. Well, thank you, brother.
If you want to see Tyler sitting on a wall
in a pink hoodie.
Now you may be thinking, how does one sit on a wall?
Well, I would love to show you.
Yeah, you gotta go look at that website.
The only other thing that I really wanted to bring up was that my brother has taken the time to organize the podcast episodes into categories. And you can obviously tell by that, and just by looking at it, it took a lot, because there's several categories and there are several large numbers in there. So,
well, Tyler, you know, sometimes you don't really want to hear a split topic show. You would rather hear our thoughts on something.
Well, and some people have split opinions on. Some people like the split topic. Some people don't. Some people want to hear somewhat guests. Some people want to hear rabbit holes. You never know. Well, you can find all of those categorized on our website. So feel free to check that out.
And I would like to mention one last thing. Because if you
shameless plug day.
If you scroll all the way to the very bottom into the footer,
okay,
there is Acts 2:38 and 39. Hey! So we've taken that and putting that there. It shows up at the bottom of every page. So someone will see that who has not heard that before.
All the more reason to send that to everybody you know.
Yeah. So be like, hey, go look at the very bottom of this
entire website, top to bottom.
But I just wanted to put that on there. I wanted to do something else that I'll tell you about later.
Okay.
But anyway, that was the best I could do for right now. But you know what? Enough about that.
After 30 minutes, yeah. Enough about that.
I mean, it's just a website. Who cares? Right. Right. At the end of the day.
Very excited.
Same.
So proud.
Now.
Wow.
For the topic at hand.
We kind of rhymed. You said now. I said wow.
Wow.
Now.
Okay. Now, Tyler, we're going to talk about something that I just want us to sort of just settle in.
Yeah.
And let's just discuss.
I'm already settled. My feet are propped.
Well, your feet are propped. Mine are not. My foot hurts today. I don't need to prop it. I want you to
come. I will not be rubbing your foot today.
Yeah. Well, you can perhaps tomorrow.
No.
Okay. We're going to be exploring the question, do we consider Wiggins, which is the town within which we live, do we consider Wiggins home?
I'm very glad that you brought this up, and I'm trying to refrain from just answering like right then and there.
Same.
Because obviously we both have an answer in mind, but the moment that you brought this question up, like floods and floods of memories like hit, just like of my experience with Wiggy and things of that nature. So I'm ready to dive into this. Do you have like a questions or guide for us, or are we just going to see what happens?
So for my side of things, I feel like for me, I do need to go ahead and give you an answer.
Okay.
And then I'm going to divulge deeper into that and also other aspects surrounding the question.
Okay.
So for me,
we'll go for it.
So for me, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I do.
Okay.
I do consider Wiggins home. Now, it took me a little bit to reach that point.
Right.
For reasons that I'll get into, but I do consider it home. Now, one thing that is sort of interesting, I guess, about us is you have lived in other places.
Right.
But for me personally, I've only lived in Loosedale and Wiggins. I spent most of my life in Loosedale. We moved here in 2018. And for me, like, I am surprised that I feel as home here as I do.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is I'm super nostalgic. I'm really very nostalgic. And when I go back, I'm just going to say, like, when I go back home, like my original home, I am like overweight. Even like the trip down 26, the going into, you know, on to 63, or if I'm going straight forward into Loosedale, I do feel like that nostalgia of like, man, I grew up here. It's still here. It still basically looks the same. Now, Loosedale's coming on up in the world.
They
got a lot of stuff going on. But it's like, I do feel that nostalgia. And I'm just surprised that I'm able to feel that and experience that. And especially when I do go back to the house where I grew up, there's so many memories and so many stories. And if those walls could talk, if that yard could talk, like the things that could be said, the fact that I'm able to experience that, and there's been times when I have, this has happened. I've went and I've just like stood out in the yard and thought about stuff. And I've just like looked at trees that I used to, you know, shoot my bow at and, you know, stuff like that. And I have found myself in tears, like just a little tear down the cheeky cheek. And the fact that I'm able to experience that and also feel as home as I do here, to me, is very interesting.
I agree with that.
Another thing is that, you know, when I was thinking about this question, it's kind of weird because outside of like us three and Delana and now Tyler, we don't have any family here. So how does that like affect you?
So that I think for me, being that my family, like the rest of my family, like, you know, our dad and stuff like that, they're only about 45 minutes to an hour away. I think that is very comforting because it's not like it's 6-7 hours, you know, 9 hours away.
Right.
Like they're very it's a very drivable distance that we actually make relatively frequently.
Yeah.
You know, so that part doesn't bother me as much. And for me, I kind of like, you know, having a little bit of my own little area.
Yeah.
You know, because actually I came to Wiggins in 2014.
Yeah.
And for junior college that I had got accepted into at the very last possible second. And honestly, it was not a thought out decision at all. It was, I had procrastinated in college related stuff, ironically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. the first of many procrastinations right. of college-related activities. But I got a last-minute audition for a musical group at MGCC.
MGCC.
Yeah, three C's.
Yeah.
We're always like C, just to make sure you get all of them. But did that literally. I had never drove to Wiggins before in my life.
Oh, no.
We had come up here to go to Flint Creek like every summer for years. But of course, I never paid attention, and I still had no idea where it was.
Right.
So I was just kind of like, I had to like put in the GPS, and Brittany, our sister, shout out to her, came and rode with me, and I went up there, did the audition, lasted maybe 10 minutes. I literally showed up. He asked me to sing through a couple things, sight read, and sing Amazing Grace, and that was it. And I got offered the spot on the spot, which is great. Yeah. Very exciting. We left, stopped at Pizza Inn, of course.
As you do.
Right. Had never been there. Had a wonderful time.
Oh, good.
Drove home, and it's like now I'm going to Wiggins, you know?
Yeah.
And I started living there, and it was nice to be – that was my first taste of freedom.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of details, but that like that being on my own, like I'm responsible for my schedule. If I want to go to Walmart and pick something up at 11:30 at night, I'm going to go do that because I'm grown. And I really, really appreciated that aspect of it. So I do think that, yes, having no family here did kind of influence my decision, because as a high schooler, I always pictured myself living in like New York or somewhere way up north, cold, big city, like all that nonsense, Indiana, you know, and that wasn't happening.
No.
But so I think this was like a nice compromise. 45 minutes away.
We'll settle for Wiggins.
Right. Small city alone. Like just. I think that did influence my decision because they're not too far away, because I did get homesick.
Yeah.
But they're still close enough to be able to go visit whenever I need food.
when I need food. So for we haven't got to your answer yet about whether or not it currently feels.
I'm
like
leading home. Up to it,
right? I will say before we moved here, I worked here. I worked with hospice that our office was just right up the road and. From here, not from where I lived
right,
in Lucedale. But so I was in Wiggins a lot, and I felt very comfortable with Wiggins. Mm-hmm. I knew where things were. I knew where, like, not to go, you know, stuff like that. And just by the way, there's two Wiggins, Mississippis.
I am now aware of that.
So listeners who trying to be creepy.
Stop.
We're not going to tell you which Wiggins we live in.
I'll definitely tell you if you want to know. I don't care.
What are you going to do?
Right.
Pull up. Just know we got hands.
Right.
So I was always super comfortable with Wiggins. I was always here. And it just felt like, okay, Wiggins is just another place I go.
Yeah.
Whereas when I first started working here, it was like, whoa, this is like a new place.
Yeah.
It was weird. When we moved here, initially, I had that same feel, like my feeling on the inside and in my mind was, I'm still like, it's like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I'm still in Wiggins. Like, I'm not, I feel like,
cause you should be going
home. I should be going home. Like, normally by this time of night, I'm already home or I'm at least on my way. Like, if I've had a long day at work, by this time, surely I'm on my way home.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm still here and it's getting dark and staying here, and it just feels weird. It had that weird feeling of, this is where I work,
yeah,
and not this is where I live.
See, I experienced that, but not until I moved in with a group of friends in Wiggins. We had a house in Wiggins, but because I was still going to college and stuff,
yeah.
But I, whenever I was living in the dorms prior to that for a semester or two. I didn't experience that. And I don't know if it's because I went to school and then I worked until like 11:30 at night afterwards and then came home and went to bed.
Yeah.
Or if it's because I was at the school and I'm just thinking I'm at school kind of thing. I don't know what it was, but I didn't experience the, wow, I'm still in Wiggins until I actually lived in a house with a group of friends and like we weren't at the college. And I was just like, should I be here? Like, yeah. I feel like I need to go home.
Like,
I'm not home.
I got parents to answer to.
Right. Like, I'm still in Wigan. So, yeah, I definitely relate to that.
You know what I found is too, I noticed this relatively recently, which is I'm more of a, what's the word? Is it proponent, I guess? I'm more of a fan, like, I'm behind Wiggins more than I was behind Lucedale. Not a supporter, but it's like I'm what's that word?
I have no idea. Proponer.
Proponent? Is that
proponent?
Is that the word?
I'm gonna look it
proponent.
Up.
Proponent. I don't know what that is.
I know opponent.
Like, I'm not an opponent. Let's see.
Fight.
Proponent.
Proponent.
A person who advocates a theory, proposal, or project. Well, anyway, I'm more of the week. Right. No, go away.
Would have lost that one.
Yeah, for sure. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more behind Wiggins than I was Lucedale. Like, Lucedale, yeah. it had this, when I was growing up, everyone that lived in Lucedale wanted to get out of Lucedale because everyone knows everybody's business.
Right.
There's everybody's petty. Everybody's got their drama. Now, of course, not 100% of the people, but you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like, that's what all you heard. And so it made me really not want to be there. And it's like, I'm not really a huge advocate of this, if that's the word. It's like, I don't really
care. Closer.
I guess. You know what? It is what it is. How about we use the word fan?
Yeah, there we go.
So I just really wasn't. But then, like, I find myself living here. And it's like, you know what? I have sometimes, me and Sarah both will just at random times say to each other, it's usually on like a drive through town or something. But we're like, I love our town.
Whenever I was describing Wiggins to other people, I would tell them like it's like Lucedale. It has the small town vibe, but without the drama and without this and without that and stuff. And so I definitely agree with that, because whenever I visit Lucedale, in reference to your earlier statement, I do feel nostalgia as well. Like, I remember like the Christmas parades and like driving through McDonald's before high school and started and stuff, you know, like I do have a nostalgic feeling for that. I don't get sad by any means. Yeah. I think back fondly on those memories, but then I have those days, especially on Saturday mornings when I'm in Wiggins and I'm doing my own little thing, and like, not everybody's like up and going yet, because, you know, I'm up super early.
Yeah,
but I'll be driving through town, and I'm like, I love this little small town. Like it's small, but like, it's not too small. It's not like Leakesville or Barton or anything like that. Like, it's not like we have like one gas station and we're done. It's like we have a lot of stuff, but not too much that like would make it a big city.
Well, you know, specifically in the general area where we live, you included, because you're just 2 minutes up the road.
Literally 2 minutes up the road.
Like, it's like you're in the woods.
Yeah.
But then you emerge
into the city,
and it's like you're in the city. You have
or town. Should we say town?
Let's say town. I like town better.
Me too.
You emerge into this just metropolis that is Wiggins. And it's like, you know,
the city that never sleeps.
Exactly. they sleep sometimes.
Right.
It depends on where you go.
Got that melatonin. Yeah.
there's not really I mean, I'm sure there is drama here depending on what circles you are in.
And that's what I was gonna say, is that a lot of people that have the drama or whatever in small towns is usually because they grew up in that area.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, we came here after high school, or after all that. So it's like, we didn't have none of that. Like, we didn't know anybody here to have that with. I mean, we had the church, but thankfully there was no drama.
Right. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful church.
So it's like, all y'all that are over here in Walmart, like, avoiding each other, we don't know none of y'all.
Right.
So we're just here like, hey, how you doing? Right,
praise the Lord. And then
you're like, the person to your left is wondering why you're even speaking to the person to your right.
Right, exactly.
Like, well, I'm new here.
Right. Yeah. Hi.
I'm new in town. Here's what's funny is the first night me and Sarah bought this house, we had nothing here, obviously. It was just an empty house.
Yeah.
But we did have an air mattress.
Ooh-wee.
We wanted so bad to stay here that we blew up an air mattress. We put it in the living room where the couch is now. It's behind the couch. We were really very close to the door, the back doors that are still not fixed, by the way.
Oh, man.
And we just stayed here that night. We had nothing. It was an empty house, but we were so happy to have a house,
yeah,
and to have it here. And it was such a dream come true to, because we were, you know what we were doing, like yeah, going back and forth to Loosedale, getting home at 11:45 at night on Sundays.
Ooh-wee.
You know, then it's just, and then me having to come back every yeah day for work. Moving to Wiggins was like, if we're going to continue to live this life we live, we're going to have to move to Wiggins. Yeah,
absolutely.
And to finally be in that place where we did it.
Yeah.
Like it, we are like now.
We're here.
Yeah, it's finished. We've signed for the house. It's
yeah
done. It's ours now. We're here. Now I want to stay here. I don't want right to go back home to Loosedale. Like, I want to stay here.
Yeah.
You know? That was a special, like that right there is probably more special and more nostalgic to me than the Loosedale stuff. Like I feel yeah like a stronger emotional feeling.
Yeah.
whenever I think back to that. That was a special time.
I definitely relate to that, but that's a little bit further ahead in my story of it, so I don't want to skip too far ahead for me. Because whenever I left Wiggins, I had moved back to Loosedale for a little while, and like we were all riding together, making that trip back and forth and stuff. And sometimes it was to work an overnight job afterwards. Yeah. It was just a very rough time. Well, eventually I moved to Hattiesburg for college.
Yeah.
And that was an adjustment, because Hattiesburg is a much, in my opinion, that's a city. That's a yeah much bigger that's city.
That is a city, yeah, for sure.
That was an adjustment for me. That, because that was this, to me, that's the closest I'll ever get to like the city life that yeah I wanted. Because it had literally everything that I wanted and needed, you know, as far as like stores and like actual restaurants
right
and stuff, you know. And so that adjustment took a little while, but it never set in that was home. Like the whole time that I was there, it was like, it's a vacation to a city kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Even being in the college, like it didn't even feel like the college. It was just like, wow, I'm on this like little field trip,
yeah.
You know? Like I tried to come up with plans to stay in Hattiesburg or close to Hattiesburg. And it just like, obviously it didn't work out for a reason, but like,
yeah,
I could never fully like justify it or like come to terms with it. Like I wanted to be there, but just in the back of my mind I knew, I was like, this is not
great.
This is cool,
yeah,
but nah. So I did end up moving back to Loosedale, but I started like switching more towards like the Leakesville area, because the Wiggins drive by myself was just taking a lot out of me, because you guys were living up in Wiggins at that point.
Yeah.
And then Leakesville is such a small area. But shout out to our friends in Leakesville. Y'all the bestest. But that was weird, because I was traveling in a different way
yeah
from my house. So I was going down these country back roads and stuff and turning down by one singular gas station.
You're having to dodge armadillos.
Right,
and everything
else. Exactly. So that was really weird for me too. But eventually I did end up making the trip more to Wiggins after I moved back to Hattiesburg, but started making the trip to Wiggins again. And eventually, I'm trying to make a long story short.
Yeah.
Because I've talked about several details of each of these.
You can piece the puzzle together yeah if you go back and listen.
That's what I'm trying to say. You can check those out on our website.
Yeah, you can. ThatDayWithPod.com.
But whenever I finally started coming back to Wiggins, I was like, okay, I've got to get a place here. Like,
yeah,
I think like I'm sick of it. I'm sick of commuting here. I'm sick of leaving church.
Can I stop you right there?
Yes. Quick?
There's been times when like, cause Tyler, Sarah and I will have like group therapy sessions.
Oh yes.
Like we'll just like hear each other out and mm-hmm offer advice. We're just like venting to each other. And there's been so many times we've done that. And Tyler's been like, I just want to live, work and go to church in the same city.
That's it.
Can I just do those three things in this town, please and thank you?
That's literally it. I could tell y'all how many times I stayed the night at Cody's house.
Oh yeah, for sure. We were genuinely curious. Like, can we claim him on our taxes? Like, what's the threshold there? Of like, is he a dependent at this point?
But here's the thing, like. But 9 times out of 10, I'm filing taxes like the day taxes go live. Right. So I'd already filed mine. I was waiting on that refund.
I draw that junk out, bro. Like, but what's the deadline?
Right.
Okay. I got some time.
But luckily, the year of 2019, correct?
No.
2020. It was 2020.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Whenever I got the apartment here.
I don't remember.
I think it was 2020.
I think it was.
It was the beginning of 2020.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I feel like I've been there forever.
It does seem. It seems like you've been there. It seems like you've always been there.
I know. And so I started renting a building that was, and I've talked about it on the podcast when it happened.
We even talked about it like, new.
I finally got a place in Wiggins. Yeah.
Go back and tell us what episode that was. Please, I'm curious.
I would love to actually go back and listen to that. That'd be cool.
You should.
But it's a building. It was half salon, half like apartment thing. And I started renting there. And I remember my first night there, I had next to nothing because I had there was some stuff that was left in there.
Yeah.
But I don't even think I had my bed in there yet. I'm not sure. But I stayed the night in there and I was like,
this is my,
I'm in Wiggy. I was like, it's different because I wasn't at Cody's house and I wasn't staying with like 15 friends. I was by myself
in your
in
place.
In my place in Wiggins.
Right.
And I was like, I go to church here and I'm living here.
Achievement unlocked.
Yes. I was like, I could not stop smiling. I was just laying in bed. It was pitch black. And I had a window right above my bed or the area that I was sleeping in. And I was just like, like listening to the city and stuff.
Nice.
It was so great that moment. I'll never forget that.
That's a beautiful moment.
That's where it, for me, I was like, yup, diss it. And then I finally, the big commitment, the lady who owned the salon, she retired. And she was gracious enough to sell me the entire place.
Like the whole building.
Yes,
the
whole building and everything. So now I have a house.
Yeah.
And I've remodeled and I'm working on remodeling, but I have a home in Wiggy.
Like there was a wall that separated Tyler's apartment at the time from the salon. That wall is now gone.
It is gone.
And on the other side of it is the rest of his house.
Yes. Very exciting. And so,
very good stuff.
Wiggins is my home. I have lived in a large city. I've lived in a smaller town. And
so are you now answering the question?
Yes.
You do consider Wiggins home.
I do consider Wiggins my home. There's so many things have happened for me in Wiggins. So many like changes have taken place. And I feel like I can accredit this, of course, to the good Lord. But my family at Word Alive Revival Center also, like that church, like the whole, that was honestly the whole reason that we were all making the moves is because we knew that it was the will of God for us to be at this church. And like that church is home. That church is where like my life has been changed, where, things have taken place. It's just been phenomenal. And even if I do decide to travel in the future, Wiggins will always be my home, you know, like
for sure.
Like,
And just for those taking notes at home, from that moment where you felt that feeling laying in bed, where you're just listening to the city outside, it's pitch black and you're smiling and no one's there to see you. how long did it take for Wiggins to start to feel like home?
Oh, dude. Almost instantly. Because I had been going to Word Alive for a while, and I'm like, wow, I can't wait to live here.
I can't wait to live where I consider home.
Because I had been going, at this point, I had been to all these other places, and it was just like, Wiggins, man, it kept drawing me back, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's where it's at. But I officially made it home whenever I actually started
renting
there and staying the night there. That's when it was like, this is home.
I feel that.
My heart had always longed for it, and I had always felt like it was home. But that whenever I started renting there, that's when I was like, I'm home. You know,
I feel that for sure. For me, it's a little like Sarah and I had different upbringings too. Like she has lived in multiple cities and multiple houses. When I say multiple, I'm talking about like 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
You know, including this one. So she never really had what I had as far as I grew up there in that house.
Yeah.
Like my whole life up until I got married was lived in that house.
Yeah.
And so for me, I do for sure consider Wiggins home. Like this is home, but it's almost like this is home. But then in another sense, it's like, if let's just say a scenario, if Sarah were to take a trip with some friends,
yeah,
and she's going somewhere for a week and I'm here, there is a spot in my mind that still says, I'm going to go home for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back there.
Yeah.
See my grandparents, be in that house. Preferably spend the night in what used to be my room.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like there's this, I guess it's the nostalgic part of me, or like maybe the inner child or whatever, that's like, it's nice to be home.
Yeah.
It's going to be just a little short trip, but, and then I'm going to go home. But it's almost like there's that home.
It's like a piece of home.
Yeah. It's like that. There will always be a piece where it's like, that is a piece. Like, so much of my life was there specifically. Like, I know other people, like, you lived 2 years here, you lived 4 years here, I lived 20 something years,
yeah,
in that one spot.
Right.
And then whenever we did get married, we moved 0.7 miles up the road.
Yeah.
And we could see the house. So it's like, I'm still there. I'm still on this property.
Wasn't really like that.
Yeah, yeah. It was a different house. It was like a different.
But you're still there.
But I'm there. I wake up and I can see the house, you know.
Go walk there.
Right. And I did several times.
Yeah.
It was very hot, but I did so.
Right.
And I don't know. It's like, make no mistake that this is home. And yes, I do feel like this is home. But I also just feel like I have to acknowledge there's always that feeling of that little bitty piece. Other little piece of home will always be there, yeah, no matter where I wind up. Now, with that being said.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next, is that, do you ever see yourself leaving Wiggins?
That is literally my next question for you as well.
Well, I will answer after you answer, brother.
I will speak for myself only.
Okay.
And I will not speak for my wife.
Okay.
I would love to not leave.
Yeah.
I would love to stay, because as I've proven, like, I don't like to move. Right. I like to stay in one spot.
Well, it's expensive.
Yeah, and it's very
stressful.
And very stressful and very inconvenient and very financially taxing.
Right.
Pardon the pun. I really genuinely do like it here. Now, yeah. I would not be as opposed to moving to like if we found like a better house for a better deal.
Yeah.
But also in Wiggins.
Right.
I wouldn't be as opposed to that. I still wouldn't want to do it, because I really do. I love this place.
Yeah.
I love what Sarah's done with it.
Well, and there's also so many memories here now, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't want to move. I don't want to ever leave. But at the same time, it's like, I never thought I'd leave Loosedale.
Right.
So it really just depends on what the Lord wants. But it would be great if he could want us to stay here.
Yeah, I feel that. For me personally, I have made plans to travel for a little bit, but not officially move. Like, yeah, I would still have my mail forwarded to my home.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I want to travel for a little while, you know, go around, do these things. But I still have a home in Wiggy.
Yeah.
I'll be coming back to Wiggy.
You'll be coming back
to my home.
You're not going to uproot and like move somewhere else. No,
like, I'm still going to be paying tithes to my church
in
Wiggy.
Right.
You know, like, it's home. Wiggins is home.
And
like I said earlier, I just keep feeling drawn back here. I've left like two or three times, and I keep getting brought back here. Obviously, I'm supposed to be here.
Right.
So, like, that's no question. Now if the Lord does say, get up, go move.
Well, that's elsewhere. Yeah.
Yes.
Goes without saying.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening anytime soon, but who am I?
Right.
Not the Lord.
No.
But anyways, no, I do not see myself leaving, anytime soon, if it's up to me.
Right.
Now, like you said, if I can find potentially a better house, cool. I have considered like remodeling the house that I'm in and either keeping it or renting it out, or even potentially turning it into some kind of studio or something, who knows,
yeah,
or whatever. Not opposed to it, but I know that one day when I do settle down and have a family and things of that nature, I'm going to want a bigger house.
Yeah.
So whether that means that I buy the land right beside me and put a bigger house there,
yeah,
or just buy another house entirely, one way or another, I probably won't stay in the building I'm in forever, but Wiggy is the goal.
For sure.
The goal.
For sure. Yeah. Before we So yes, we both consider it home.
Wiggins is our home. Well, before, it's a wonderful place.
Before we transition from that into Drop the Bop, what are some of your favorite things in Wiggins? Outside of our church, of course.
Well, and that's still number one on the list. I love our church so much. I love our church family. I love the memories, the good and the bad that I've made here, because it's all been a part of the growth process that I have experienced here and that has made this place so memorable. But aside from that, some of my favorite things and aspects about it are, like, I love the small town vibe, but without the, like I said before, like without all the drama, without all the,
for sure,
the things that are typically associated with small town, you know, living situations. I love that we're in the middle of everything in regards to the coast and Hattiesburg, and then our family's down at Loosedale. So, like, we have somewhere all around us that we can justify going to.
And that was one of the benefits whenever I was working with the hospice company here is our service area. Wiggins was the central hub of that. Our service area was like equally far everywhere we went, and like Wiggins was the center. So that was great for sure.
I also love the creek.
Yes.
I love the creek. I love the...
May it rest in peace.
Yes. Ugh, poor thing.
It's been wrecked by hurricanes and storms and everything else. The water has been so high. We haven't even gotten to go. Tyler's went one time this year.
Once. And I got sick.
Yeah, he got like
sun poisoning.
Sun poisoning. We have not got to go at all, and we miss it. But anyway.
I also love the small the shops, like the local businesses and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of those are very, like, I know people that own those and stuff. So it's nice to like, what's up? Like, I'd love to come support.
I feel that way about the Butcher Block.
Yeah.
Family of our church owns and runs that.
Nice.
Plus, it's the Butcher Block, so there's meat.
Right, steaks.
Yeah, right. I go there to buy my steaks.
It's home.
Yeah, it is. You know? I really like I said, the Butcher Block. Of course, our church is at the top of the list.
Right, absolutely.
Like, I mean, that's just a given. But I like the Butcher Block. Really love the fact that there is a Wendy's and a Taco Bell in our town.
Yeah.
Love that
absolutely.
A lot.
Absolutely.
I also love specifically the Pine Hill area.
Love the Pine Hill area.
Like the
I can't wait for that to grow.
Same. I love our park.
Yes.
And I love the fact that we have Pine Hill Day, which is like
Pine Hill Day.
It's like a festival around here. It's just cool when things like that happen in your town.
Yeah, and you want to go and be a part.
And you learn a little bit about the history of your city, your town, whatever it is you may live in. And it's just cool to be like, man, I'm enjoying this, and someone like 150 years ago started this.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy.
It is. It's a nice, wonderful place. It's no metropolis, but home. It's home.
It is home. Hear,
hear. Hear, hear. And I have a bop for you here today. I tried. I hesitated. I was like, do I really want to do it?
Wow, man. Now I'm over here wigging out.
Gosh. Sorry. We're big wigs. You're going to have to ignore
us. Yeah.
Okay. This week on Drop the Bop.
Piggy week.
Quit it. This week, I've actually been going through a lot of new music. I have found a ton of new music, a lot of it relaxing music, which I really enjoy, like relaxing Christian music. It's just been really great to find that. But I found this one song at the beginning, and I just have not been able to get away from it. I've already memorized all three parts. I listened to it nonstop on the way home.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been looking for the chords. I've had difficulty finding it. I don't think I've recommended this before, because I went through Drop the Bop and could not find it. But this is If I Had 1,000 Years by Harvest Music Live. I believe that's a church, if I'm not mistaken. And they do a live recording. And this is featuring Charity Gale, who has been featured on Drop the Bop a couple of times. But y'all, the song itself is so simple. Like, the words are nothing super complex or anything like that, but just like, it's still so good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be super in depth, and thus saith the Lord, like, to be an impactful, biblically accurate song. Like, it's just, it's very nice. I definitely added it to my prayer playlist. So it is a slow bow, kind of.
I love a good slow bow.
Yes. So please check that out. That will be on our Instagram highlights for Apple Music and Spotify. Links in the description below.
Wow.
Wow.
We recorded another episode from our home and we.
Wow. In our home.
Yeah. We do.
Well, in your home.
Yeah. In our home, in home.
In our, yeah.
At home.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. Now, if you like that, you can subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter. Give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and on our website at www.thattablepod.com. And please share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.